Through the project, kids as young as 12 have learned a lot about engineering and technology. Caleb Woodruff, Alejandro Salas, and Kevin Nguyen are from Maple Vale Magnet Middle School in Little Rock and were among those who assembled an electric car for the competition.
I feel good because Mr. Gunga taught us a lot of things in class and he's teaching us more about go-karts.
A little nervous because we're in the quiz bowl and it's difficult to ask a lot of questions.
I think we're like the only middle school here, but we studied a lot, so I'm confident.
Their engineering technology education teacher, Randy Gullett, says it took about a year to prepare for this one-day competition.
We hit it hard when we start studying electricity and electronics. The kids build this car and they learn about conductors and insulators. These are middle school kids, and we start out with just the basics, but the car enhances everything where they actually get hands-on learning, and really that's how you learn, by actually doing.
Officials say it's much more than just driving a go-kart. They say the students are learning to make real-life decisions. Schools took part in two acceleration runs and had the option of making a third run. Pre-engineering teacher Linda Powell allowed her team from Cabot High School to decide whether to do the optional run.
They're discussing whether or not they want to try a third run. You know, every time you run the car, you pull voltage from the batteries. As I said to them, I'll let you be the deciding factor, but if we do the third acceleration, then it'll cost us in the range event.
Although this was a competition, organizers hope students had fun and learned. The competition was sponsored by the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas. Keisha Nanda, KUAR News.